climate-resistant coral offers hope to the world's reefs. 30 minutes of lifting weights, push-ups, or yard work weekly may cut risk of death by 20%. And the perfect energy source is already here. Endless geothermal energy from deep in the earth. Hello and welcome to English with Justino, a podcast designed for you to learn English vocabulary, expressions, culture, and maybe even some grammar along the way. This podcast is for those already speaking English at an intermediate or advanced level. The idea here is to listen and learn from a native English speaker in a natural way, the way you first learned your native language, by hearing it. Okay, forward we go. Enjoy! Episode 38. Solo las buenas noticias. Welcome and good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you're listening. There's a lot of bad news out there lately, but I don't want to talk about those things today. I want to talk about the good news. So, today is a beautiful news podcast. What better way to improve your English than to listen to some good news? I suggest you listen to this and other podcasts many times if you want to improve your English. Today there's not going to be our normal past, present, and future summaries. But with luck, these stories will sound good and you will understand them even more if you use the transcripts to help you understand. They can be found at www.oyejustino.com, along with the links to the podcast and transcriptions to many of the other weekly stories. Listening to and following along with transcripts is a good way to improve your language skills. Please send me an email to let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. And now, to the news. Enjoy! Climate-resilient coral offers hope to the world's coral reefs. Marine biologists tested two of the most common coral species with a 2 degrees centigrade increase in water temperature in an aquarium for 2 years and found that Mother Nature may just have a trick or two up her sleeve. Keeping the planet from warming 2 degrees over the next 30 years has become the goal of many scientists, especially when it comes to discussing vulnerable coral reefs in warming oceans. But the new experiment sheds light on potential adaptations scientists had not predicted. Planning the longest coral resilience experiment ever done, coral experts used a hammer and chisel to take samples of some common corals from the reefs around Oahu, Hawaii. Rice coral, finger coral, and lobe coral were then transported into a 35-gallon aquarium on Coconut Island, filled with sand, rubble, fish, and plankton, before being left outside to experience similar weather conditions as they would if they were underwater. Finger coral and lobe coral survived best and managed well under future ocean conditions, with positive calcification and increased biomass. Scientists said they weren't just struggling. Two of the three species were really doing well. Interestingly, reef monitors in Hawaii also said the experiment agreed with what they are observing in the corals around the islands, adding that if they can be protected from pollution and other man-made disturbances, they should be able to survive in the coming decades. It's good news for reefs around the world, since lobe coral is a pioneer species and often the first kind of coral to begin building a reef. Finger coral, too, is not only found in Hawaii, but throughout the reefs in the Indian and Pacific Oceans. They could act as decent species for coral reef restoration projects, a yet unexplored potential way to mitigate coral loss by actively expanding their populations, an option that a decade ago would probably not have been taken. 30 minutes of lifting weights, push-ups, or yard work weekly may cut the risk of death by 20%. An investigation of more than 500,000 people has shown that a bare minimum of strength training can translate to an enormous health benefit. Researchers in Japan discovered that 30 to 60 minutes per week of muscle strengthening activities such as yoga, lifting weights, or gardening can reduce the risk of death from all causes by 10 to 20%. When combined with aerobic exercise such as running, cycling, or swimming, this benefit was seen to rise even more. 16 studies were reviewed. They consisted of more than 500,000 healthy adults being monitored for a period of at least 2 years. The age range went from 18 to 97, and the monitoring period from 2 to 25 years. The study noted that muscle strengthening activity does not have to involve heavy lifting in the gym. It said that carrying children long enough, pushing a wheelchair, carrying shopping bags, heavy gardening, doing bodyweight exercises like push-ups, squats, or sit-ups also have health benefits. The data showed that extending strength training by more than an hour slowly decreased its effectiveness in fighting disease and mortality rates. Moderate to intense physical activity is already recommended at about 150 minutes per week, a generally recognized minimum to build and maintain healthy skeletal muscular function. Extending strength training beyond 60 minutes per week has other health benefits not related to death, heart disease, and cancer. It increases key chemicals in the brain for proper hormonal function and memory. It clears stress hormones while releasing endorphins, fights off the onset of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other neurodegenerative diseases. It builds lean muscle mass, which itself is a predictor for disease, morbidity, and injury risk, and more. The authors of the study recognized limitations of the research, mainly that it relied on data from English-speaking countries. Greater diversity of participants would provide more valuable research. The perfect energy source is already here: endless geothermal energy from deep in the earth. As physicists worked with nuclear fusion to unlock limitless clean energy through harnessing the power of the sun, they unknowingly invented a tool that could allow geothermal plants to deliver unlimited clean energy by harnessing the power of the earth. The tool is a large millimeter-waved laser drill that will allow engineers to bore down more than 20 kilometers into the earth's crust to harness the heat from the planet's core. Now this idea is not science fiction, and some investors have the money to put several full-scale demonstration machines into action by the year 2024, with the hope to have a powerful geothermal plant in operation by 2026. At 12.4 miles into the Earth's crust, temperatures rise to 500 degrees Celsius. At temperature and depth, water underground becomes supercritical, a state where it is neither a gas nor a liquid. A power plant that uses supercritical water as the working fluid can extract up to 10 times more useful energy from each drop when compared to non-supercritical plants. A recycling masterpiece. The next plant step may be the greatest recycling effort in the energy industry ever. As coal-fired power plants continue to be closed around the world, their giant, already established infrastructure for converting steam into electricity, large electricity distribution equipment, and a talented workforce could simply be taken over by this new technology by replacing coal-fired components with those meant for harnessing supercritical water. There are nearly 8,500 coal-fired power plants around the world that may be used to harness this new energy source more efficiently. This is perhaps more revolutionary than nuclear power, and the beauty of the design, if it works, is that the technology originally made for nuclear reactors could end up changing the world. Many countries that are now struggling to advance into greener energy sources wouldn't have to make the transition, which means hundreds of millions of acres of land saved from needing to be covered with wind turbines and solar panels, which produce large amounts of waste and don't generate electricity if the weather conditions aren't suitable. In fact, the world would be set for a paradigm shift. Since unlimited clean energy could be obtained within most nations, it would unbind them from geopolitical concerns about oil-rich countries and their human rights abuses. On land and sea, birds and wildlife would be untouched by any massive polluting oil spills that would become a thing of the past. And that's the beautiful news for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed hearing these stories, and I hope you understood everything. What do you think of the beautiful news? Do you have any news stories to tell me about? I would love to hear what they are, and if you mention them to me, I will talk about them in a new podcast. Just send me a message at english@oyejustino.com. Or visit our website at www.oyejustino.com to find transcripts, podcasts, and vocabulary flashcards. And again, have a great week. Bye-bye for now.